What's the weirdest thing you have seen in someone else's house?
I'm looking forward to some of these responses.
Chris on Facebook says, the weirdest thing that I've seen inside of a house? Matt, I'm a cop. Where do I begin? 3 feet deep worth of trash, animals that belong outside running around instead of being inside, or meth. Lots and lots of meth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I imagine with your line of work that happens.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do. Facebook Jeff says, when I was 10, my dad used to drag me to my friend's house to do some handyman work, or to his friend's house.
Yeah.
His friend was really eccentric. He had in his bathroom yellow plush carpet to hide any accidents, perhaps, and light purple walls, a slot machine, phone, and his favorite item, his bidet toilet. It was the weirdest room in his house. That was all in one room?
Wow.
Holy cow.
I thought he was describing the house the way he was going there. No.
I mean, you know, while you're sitting on the pot, why not play some slots?
See, yeah, there you go.
Why not? That is hilarious.
And I wonder if it paid off, so to speak.
John says a grand piano in the middle of a living room, and says a stuffed mounted coyote just had a very weird look on its face.
Mm. Yeah.
Some of those taxidermy animals do have that strange look.
Yeah, it's like
not always natural.
It looks like someone stuffed them.
Lee says, friends who have a live tree in their bedroom. It goes right through the roof to the outside. And yes, somehow it's all waterproofed to keep the elements from leaking in. Very weird, Lee says.
Yeah.
I would say so.
I've heard about people that have those kinds of things in their houses that I have no idea how they're successful in making it work.
Steve at work says, my aunt has hundreds of those Precious Moments figurines all over her house. I move them around to see if she notices. David Appleton says, I can't say anything about others' homes when mine has a motor in the living room.
A motor?
Yeah.
Any description of what kind of motor in the living room?
Or why it's in the living room?
Right.
No, that was the only text message from Dave at 79489.
Wow.
Dave, if you want to give more info, that'd be awesome.
It would be. We'd be curious.
This texter says, my job puts me in a lot of basements. I find it weird when a basement is too clean or it's too empty. Usually it's just junk storage, but occasionally it's a hobby that's gone way too far, like a model train that takes up the entire basement, or fully set up Christmas trees that also take up the whole basement.
Yep. The weirdest thing that I ever saw in a house is, and again, I'm not a clutter freak. I say houses are made to be lived in, but there was a house that I was in one time that you could not get anywhere through the house except a single path. And there was just junk piled all over the place.
Sure, that's not clutter, Earl. That's hoarding. You were in a hoarder's home.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I mean, it was like, wow.
That is a hoarder's home.
Okay.
Yes. Gabriel says, at a date's apartment, her pet cat stuffed on a bookshelf. What? She just couldn't let it go. Gabriel says that I mentioned she was a psychologist. Marcia says multiple mounted deer heads on the living room walls. Caleb says a black bathroom, toilet, walls, flooring, vanity, countertop, light switch. Everything was black.
He
just complete black bathroom.
Have you ever been in a Bergstrom Automotive building?
I have not.
I don't know if they're all that way still, but I know that I've had some dealings with buildings that have been resold to other dealerships, and the bathrooms are black, the toilet's black, the sink is black.
Everything's black?
Yeah.
The light switches, too? Everything's black?
I can't say about the light switches. That I don't recall, but I know that the toilet and the counter was.
Joe says, a dozen pigs, not guinea pigs either. The pigs just hung out, slept on the couch, hung out on the living room chairs.
Yeah.
And Joe provided picture evidence of this on the Facebook page.
Really?
So go and check it out. Facebook.com/WTAQ Morning News. Herbie says, my reflection. Oh, Herbie. That's a good one. This texter says, golf clubs being stored in the kitchen. This texter says, this wasn't someone's house, but a hotel room. There was a TV remote on the bathroom counter.
Okay.
I thought it was odd, but I pushed the power button. A TV came on. In the mirror, in the bathroom. It was so creepy to see my naked reflection behind the news anchor that was coming out of the mirror.
That could freak you out.
Texter says, especially when they started laughing.
Yeah.
Amber says, mannequins. They were dressed, sitting at a table. One was also standing in the corner. It was like a performance piece, it seems
Wow, okay.
And another one about pigs. Rob says, a pig, not one of those little pot bellies, but a huge sow. That's the weirdest thing he's seen in someone else's house. Steve says, carpeting on the walls. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Robert says, a VCR that was not flashing 12 o'clock.
Which means somebody knows how it works.
Texter says, I was in someone's house to see a casket coffin in the living room. He had made it himself. It was for himself. He kept it there as a piece of furniture, and he proudly showed it off to everybody.
This is my new home, right?
Oh, my goodness.
My future home.